Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad to be your hosts. And if you have items to share with us on The Good Stuff, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. Ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. That was inconvenient, to say the least, yet the only option. Then came a big publication like Tri-State Livestock News. Minimal cost because they're local and genuinely care about ranchers' success. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Check it out at tsln.com. Glad to have Tri-State Livestock News as our sponsor here on The Good Stuff.
Mike, tomorrow is Halloween, and ooh, I've got something for that. But what do you have?
I'm going to get Mom's Survival Tips.
That might work well for Halloween.
That could be, too. Yep.
That's right. What do you got?
Okay, Mom Survival Tips. I don't know where this came from, and we always want to remind you, if you send something to us, please include your name. We don't have to use it, but include the author's name as well, because
if
we'd like to
it.
Give. Yeah, we'd like to give credit there. To my kids who have left home and are on their own, I pass on a list of life lessons. Number one, don't sweat your every mistake or faux pas. They make up for the things that you got away with when nobody knew about it.
Oh, I like that.
Avoid marrying anyone who deliberately flushes the toilet when you're taking a shower.
Good tip.
I don't think I've heard that one before.
Me neither.
When someone says that what they're about to tell you is, quote, for your own good, expect the worst.
No kidding.
The value of a dog is its constant reminder of how much fun it is to be idiotic.
Oh, man.
If you are lavishly praised, enjoy the taste, but don't swallow it whole. Another tip for survival, when a politician says, let me make this perfectly clear, remember that he usually won't.
That's right.
Your children may leave home, but their stuff will be at your attic and basement forever.
Mm-hmm.
True, right?
True.
If someone says, I know what you mean, but I just can't put it into words, he really doesn't know what he means.
Hey, good point.
Two people cannot operate a TV remote control in the same room at the same time. Okay. Put that one right up there with avoid marrying anyone who deliberately flushes the toilet
That's
when you're
right.
in the shower. One final mom survival tips. Don't waste time trying to be your own best friend. You can't pat yourself on the back, and it's unsatisfying to cry on your own shoulder.
So, very wise, very wise.
There you go.
Okay, we can survive now. Thank you very much. Okay, Halloween is coming up tomorrow, so here's some Halloween information. Although most people consider Halloween as a major U.S. holiday, it did not reach mainstream consciousness in North America until the 1800s. Mass immigration of Scottish and Irish people allowed their traditions to flourish here. Another fact, New York's Greenwich Village Halloween Parade is the largest of its kind in the world. It features over 50,000 participants in costumes. Millions of spectators turn up each year to cheer them on throughout Manhattan. So they don't have that on TV, though, like the Macy's
Thanksgiving
Day Parade. Yeah. I don't either. In the Middle Ages, Christians would carry carved out turnips turned into lanterns while going around homes for traditional souling. These lanterns are thought to symbolize the souls of the dead. And another one, fires such as those burning from jack-o'-lanterns were thought to prevent demons from haunting houses and guide wandering souls back to their families. A little different use there. People roaming during the night could also ward off evil spirits. So if you take a jack-o'-lantern that's lit up instead of flashlight, you can ward off those evil spirits that always feel like they're following you when you're walking in the dark. While Ireland and Scotland prefer turnips, U.S. immigrants used native pumpkins instead. These were larger, softer, and easier to access. Pumpkin carving was a common harvest time tradition before being linked to Halloween, so that's kind of cool. And we'll wrap it up with a popular Irish folktale explains the origin of the jack-o'-lantern. It is said to contain the soul of a person who is denied entry to both heaven and hell, condemning him to roam forever. Hmm. So there's all kinds of beliefs tied in with the pumpkin.
The pumpkin. Why the pumpkin is part
and
of Halloween.
The yeah.
They're just
and
cute.
The
I just thought they were cute. So.
Me too.
A couple of facts that will teach you something today. Shakespeare and Pocahontas were alive at the same time.
Really?
Didn't look at that on the timeline.
No kidding.
On the average, astronauts are 2 inches taller in space.
Hey, cool.
How about that?
Cool.
There are more tigers living in Texas than the rest of the world.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says here. So
that's interesting. That's not good for their natural habitat.
Probably not. Folks, thanks for tuning in to your local radio station and to this edition of The Good Stuff.